just when it came to write this one, it's just different, I think, when you're actually writing, going, okay, I'm going to put this out myself and I'm going to say everything. Yeah, I just wanted to be honest, I think.
Okay.
But I loved it.
So you did write songs for other people and yourself whilst on tour.
I did,
with One Direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because if you try, if you know, often Beatles lyrics come up for auction, and they're always on the back of a menu or on the back of
a cigarette packet.
Because they were always on the move. Because I mean, you did work. You know, I mean, you know, I know you're not nursing or fighting wars, but you know, in entertainment terms, you did work your socks off, you lot, didn't you? So you're always
fun.
You know, it was a great fun, but so you had to do all this on the move, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, I've always carried like journals and stuff and written lyrics down and stuff like that. So, yeah,
good.
I was kind of start flicking back through them.
All right, and as far as your pals are concerned, because they've got solo stuff going on as well. Is there some friendly or otherwise rivalry? Do you keep tabs on what each other's up to and what kind of music you're coming out with?
I think we obviously like listen to everyone's stuff when it comes out.
Right.
I think it's been amazing to kind of see everyone bring out different stuff and, you know, be able to explore what it is that they want to make on their own and see everyone do really well. So okay. it's been
Have they heard the album, your album, before today?
I didn't really play it to anyone.
Right.
So I hadn't played it. There's like not many people had heard it. So no.
Okay, you did play it to one person in particular though, didn't you?
Did I?
Didn't you? Play it to Ed Sheeran?
Oh, I played him a few songs. Yeah.
Okay.
We were rehearsing in the same space, so I hadn't seen him for a long time, but I played him a few tunes.
Okay, and you've been quoted, I don't know if it's true, but you've been quoted.
No. As this always is a good start.
To his reaction. Apparently your response to his reaction to your album was, is that true?
I think he liked them. He liked them.
Well, did you
He liked one song that wasn't on the album
right.
a lot.
Okay, what was that song?
It's a song called Anna that I'd written.
Okay, now because you've got so many songs backed up, which you have, right? Why don't you go against the grain, right? Why don't you do what the Beatles did and just release a couple of albums a year for a few years and then the odd single every now and again as well? Because you've got all the songs. You know, everybody now does one album. It's like
just a stream of consciousness.
Yeah, it's like a blimmin' steamroller. You know,
you can do that.
The music industry is grinding to a halt like some kind of glacial dinosaur. Why don't you just keep releasing those songs for a couple of years? Go on.
I could do that.
Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah. I should go, though, because I should start on that.
No, no, please. From half past nine,
okay,
if that's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
We've got some legends for you to meet.
I'm very excited.
Guy Ritchie.
Fun.
Ace director. Mm-hmm. You met him before?
I have met him before.
Okay, how did that go?
He's nice. He's very intimidating.
Is he? Doesn't mean to be.
He's just, like, very manly.
Maybe
I'm not very manly. He's very manly.
Maybe you're very easy to intimidate.
That's also true.
Nick Mason, Pink Floyd, met him before?
I haven't.
Okay, well, Nick's got this new exhibition with his band, Pink Floyd, at the V&A.
Mm-hmm.
And in many of the photos there, Nick looks like you.
Is that true?
Yeah, when Nick was 23, yeah, pretty cool
looking
dog.
He's shaking his head, he says no.
He does that anyway. He shakes generally. What about Paul Weller?
Amazing.
Amazing. Okay.
Legend.
All those people coming in. Now, your album was put off for a while because you were in this movie. How did that happen? Because you had to audition, didn't you?
I did.
You weren't gifted it, were you? Just because you're Harry Styles.
No, I had... I acted kind of when I was younger a bit. I don't know if that even counts, really, but... I've always been kind of interested in it. I love movies. I'm a massive fan of all of it. And then when I was not in the band for a bit, I just kind of felt like I had time to explore it in the way that I'd want to do it. And then, I just did a tape and then did like a week of auditions in London.
So the director, you know, he really didn't put you at the front of the queue. You were just...
No.
You were there. Apparently, he auditioned hundreds of people for your part.
There was a lot of people. I mean, when I walked in, also everyone that was in the room auditioning I'd seen in movies and on TV. So
no way.
I'm not sure how this
wonder
is
how they
go.
Felt about you, Chancer.
Probably, yeah, like, who's this? Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was a really intense experience.
All right, so 5 months on a movie set, making this film called Dunkirk. It's out later this year.
July 21st.
All right, so when I asked you, was that the next...
That's the looming.
That's the next thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, things come in threes. Nerves come in threes.
But I'm one of many there, so I'm...
So you're all right.
Yeah, I can
more of a gang show. Okay,
yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to hide, but you can try. you can try, but you can't hide. Right, 8:25. Nick Mason's coming up next after this.
If we've learned anything from the last few years of politics.